This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
Live from Studio B at KMOX in St. Louis, we turn our sights to Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. It's our weekly visit with the great Hollywood insider, a man of, what would you say, a renaissance man?
Resistance, maybe.
Shawn Michael Lyle, coming to us straight from Hollywood, California, where he was trained.
I am straight, as a matter of fact, in the broadcast arts. Which is unusual for somebody from Hollywood.
A man who appeared in General Hospital. A man whose acting credits are too numerous to mention here.
Or to remember.
And he's met so many amazing celebrities over the course of his illustrious career. Shawn Michael, thank you again for dropping in to the Hancock and Kelly Show and spending a few moments of what will be incredible radio.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. Actually, I'm, of course, from Silicon Valley, just to point that out. I don't want people to think I'm actually from Hollywood, because that would be embarrassing.
But you worked in Hollywood.
I went to broadcasting school. I lived in Hollywood.
Yes.
And yeah, I spent some time and did some work. But actually, today, though, because I've met so many famous people, which is what I come here to talk about, people that I've met. Yeah. And just to let everybody know that it is not uncommon, especially people at KMOX. There's a lot of people here who have met a lot of famous people.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Well, not to name drop, but, you know, Maria Kina,
a great reporter,
she interviewed Mick Jagger, the Rolling Stones.
How about that? Michael Kelly ran into Mick Jagger at a hardware store.
We were vacationing on the same island, and I saw him. He at 70-something years old and is... toddler,
yeah.
Like one.
I've never vacationed on an island, so you've got one up on me. But today I'd like to talk about
Ever left the country?
Yeah, a little bit, but not much.
Okay.
But because I am from Silicon Valley,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And comes from aerospace.
Yeah, yeah.
My father, you know, he worked in aerospace.
He did.
Yeah, and actually, you know, built things like missiles and rockets and all kinds of.
Your father was a rocket scientist.
No, he was not. He was a precision sheet metal mechanic.
Oh, nice.
So not quite the same. But anyway, I know a lot of people around here can tell the same story, but I've met a lot of astronauts.
What? Fascinating.
More than I can remember.
Really?
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Like?
Well, the ones that come to mind, of course, are the ones that went to the moon. yes. the Apollo astronauts. Now, the ones that I've met who actually walked on the moon, if I remember correctly, and excuse me if I mess this up because I'm just going by memories, Buzz Aldrin,
yeah.
And Pete Conrad. Yeah, and Alan Bean.
Yeah.
They all walked on the moon, but the only ones that I've met on numerous occasions, actually, were commanders of Apollo missions, so they didn't walk on the moon. Michael Collins, probably there are more people who can say that they'd talk to Michael Collins than just about anybody.
Really?
Because when I was in junior high school, Michael Collins, this was before he actually did it for NASA as a program, he went around to schools all over the place and would talk to students everywhere.
About space
and space programs. Now, I knew these people or encountered them at NASA Ames Research in Mountain View because I knew people who worked there. And my father's work was associated with that. But so that's where I would encounter them. And Michael Collins, he was hysterically funny. And he would tell great stories, you know, just like, well, yeah, we were in the space capsule. And then all of a sudden we started spinning out of control. And he's so understated.
Yeah.
Know? He's gone now, but he would say, like, yeah, and so I say, Houston, I'm spinning out of control here. And they said, well, we're working on it. And I said, well, I'm beginning to lose consciousness here, so if you don't come up with something, I'm not going to be able to affect any solutions. They said, we're working on it. So I didn't know what to do, so I just fired the retro rockets, and it stopped.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
And another one, he said that they were so understated is they were reentering, and they said, Houston said, don't jettison your retro pack. Copy that? Yeah, do not jettison your retro pack. And they said, any particular reason why not to jettison the retro pack? We've just determined at this time it's best that you not jettison the retro pack. And he's thinking, okay, the heat shield came loose, which is apparently what happened.
Wow.
But he was hysterically funny. He was a great guy to talk to.
Did you ever, when you talked to him, did you get a chance to ask him about the fact that there's some people who think that they didn't land on the moon and that they were liars and stuff?
Well, another one that I encountered numerous times, Frank Borman.
Yeah.
I talked to him a little bit about that. Now, I didn't know him until many years later when I was in radio, and it had nothing to do with him being an astronaut. He owned a car dealership in Las Cruces, New Mexico. I think he and his son Fred still do. They own this car dealership, and they were customers of our radio station because they always advertise.
Yeah, sure.
So Frank Borman, and I asked him about that, and I remember specifically him just kind of laughing and shaking his head and not really saying anything about it.
Right.
Have you, in your conversations with astronauts, did any of them indicate that it had changed them in any way in terms of looking back at the planet and seeing the vastness
of
the space?
Not the Apollo ones, because they were military people, and they were, I mean, like Gene Cernan, he was among the last guys on the moon. I think he and a guy named Schmidt, but Gene Cernan, last guy on the moon, and Buzz Aldrin and Pete Conrad, they were very military kind of guys, daredevil kind of guys.
Yeah.
You know, they stare danger down in the face. So they didn't seem to be that way. But Sally Ride was.
Yeah.
Sally Ride, she went to Stanford University. I talked to her a couple of times well after her astronaut days. And she very much was changed by that whole experience.
Wow.
Yeah. There is another one that I met. He was a grand marshal of a parade, and our radio station was putting on the parade. So I had a nice chance to talk to a guy named who also, I believe, went to Stanford, Ellison Onizuka.
Oh, yeah, and okay. Yeah.
To say it changed him is an understatement, because, of course, he died in the Challenger crash. And that Ames Research, which was at Moffett Field was renamed Ellison Onizuka Naval Air Base.
Fascinating.
Her Naval Air Station.
Fascinating.
How did Sally Ride feel about that song they wrote about her?
Ride, Sally Ride. You know, she really didn't get into that. I think it was probably too touchy to ask about.
But she's still alive, right?
Yeah, she's still around. She wasn't really, I won't say she wasn't really an astronaut. Of course she was an astronaut, but she was a mission specialist,
mm-hmm.
and the Apollo people were not mission specialists. They were flyboys. And Sally Ride was more of what you would consider to be, you know, a real astronaut. If you look at Star Trek or something like that, you know, those shows, they have people who have specific jobs that or why they are out there in space.
Well, like
she was
Spock,
one of those.
For example.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
He was the doctor.
Yeah. No, right. That was Bones. Was
no,
the
Bones was
McCoy.
The McCoy. Yeah, what was Spock?
Scotty.
He was the science officer, and Scotty was the engineer.
Yeah.
So those people have specific jobs, whereas the Apollo guys, they were all just flyboys. They were basically test pilots who didn't get themselves killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were the survivors of that.
Well, that's cool. What about the shuttle astronauts? Did you ever meet any of those?
Yeah. Well, Sally Ride was a shuttle astronaut, and Ellison Onizuka, of course, died in the Challenger. And also, one who was a commander that I talked to a couple times was Story Musgrove.
Yeah,
who bald guy? He was funny. I liked him. When I say funny, he was. But they all tell those little stories. Story Musgrove though was more the old fashioned. He wasn't a mission specialist. He was the commander.
You ever detect any arrogance among?
No.
Isn't that fascinating?
None whatsoever.
These people that have done things that so few others have accomplished or
and
even
they're
attempted.
So unassuming and all that, and like Pete Conrad. You know, he's recognizable. He had this like gap in his teeth and everything. And Buzz Aldrin was too. And they were kind of famous.
Right.
And I never met like Neil Armstrong or anything, but Frank Borman, he wasn't recognizable, but a couple of them were very recognizable and people just flocked to them and they were just so nice and were more interested in your story than recounting their story.
Well, folks, it never ceases to amaze me. These few moments with Sean Michael Lyle every week, always, it's like an ever-opening flower.
Yeah, it is.
In the early spring months of the calendar year. What?
A straight flower.
Yeah.
He made that point at the very beginning.
You said straight from Hollywood, and I said, well, as a matter of fact, I am, yeah.
All right, thanks.
A flower with aphids, but that's fine.
That's Sean Michael Lyle, folks. It's time to find out what's trending. Braxton Payne is up next right here on the Hancock and Kelly Show.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
We're on the 1-2.
2 for 2.
It's Hancock and Kelly on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Every time Hancock and Kelly is on for our late night show, we have the King of Pain on. He's Braxton Payne. He joins us on the Celebrity Guest Line for What's Trending. Good evening, Braxton Payne.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you all?
Great. Fine. Before we hop into this, you have something the listeners ought to know about. What's you've got coming down the pike for you and your wife?
Oh, yeah. Well, we are expecting a baby girl in February of 2023.
Hey.
Wow.
Awesome. Congratulations. Congratulations. Have we picked out names yet?
Michael is a perfect name for a girl.
Not as
we're going to name her after my wife's grandmother. So her name's going to be Virginia. We're going to call her Gia. We don't have a middle name yet, though. Oh. That is up in the air.
Wow. Yeah, Sean. Sean, I think that would be nice. Don't you guys?
Hey, well, congratulations, man. That'll be a life-changing, unbelievable event. And, things will never be the same again, and for the better, I will say.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. It's funny, my mom will listen to me on the radio and stuff, and I'm glad that I got to talk to her yesterday because we went to do our 20-week ultrasound, which is a big ultrasound. You know, you get to see everything. You know, how big she is, all that stuff. And I texted her. I was like, everything's good. You know, she's healthy. You know, she's in the 95th percentile of height and weight right now, which is good. I was a big baby. I was over 10 pounds.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
God bless your mother.
No kidding.
So I texted my mom and my father and said, Gia's looking well and everything. And my mom texts back, Gia? Mind you, we've had picked out the name about 6 or 7 or 8 weeks ago, and I'm pretty sure we told my mom. So I'm glad that I got the text her yesterday. Well, that just proves to tell you, sometimes, things slip the mind of the parents.
Oh, they do. They do indeed. So what's trending, Braxton Payne?
So we got a couple options here. We have a celebrity death, Nebraska, and Bob Costas.
So we've already talked about a celebrity death, and I'm not sure it's the same person. So let's talk Bob Costas
in Nebraska.
Bob Costas is announcing his first MLB playoff game since 2000.
Whoa.
Tonight. So I didn't realize it had been that long, but I was thinking about obviously Bob Costas in St. Louis and honestly throughout the country is legendary. And, I'm thinking now, we have Joe Buck coming up, as I think he's going to be, or he is a legendary broadcaster, but, there's really no more that I can really think of that are younger that are coming through the ranks. And it almost gives me pause. If you look at Twitter, Joe Buck has talked about it in his book. He talks about it on, in interviews of on Twitter, that people just roast him, each side, he's favoring one side. So my thought was, I don't see, Al Michaels, a Jim Nance or any of those type of people coming up in the ranks. And maybe because they just don't want to do it. I mean, they don't want to be part of that noise.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, there's some of the younger announcers are quite good. I mean, I think our own Dan McLaughlin here in town is
I agree with that.
Amazing. He's just a tremendous descriptor of the game. And there'll be some younger folks, the Carey kids and grandkids, Harry, Skip Carey and Chip Carey and Drew Carey. No, I'm kidding. but they've been, they've gone on to have very, very good, great careers.
Yeah, and I just think one of the things that I grew up with, Joe Buck, as many of people in my generation did, or, Joe Buck and Jack Buck. And I just hope that, they can let people just announce the game without giving so much criticism every time, because it is a hard job.
I don't get it.
Sit there, especially a baseball game.
Yeah, and I don't get it about Joe Buck. I mean,
he's very good.
Oh, but I mean, there is a whole website, relegated to beating up on Joe Buck, and I just don't get it. I think he's really good and does it down the middle. In fact, I'm thrilled for him that he went to ESPN, and now he's got the premier football night, which is Monday night. But I actually miss him on all the playoffs, and I miss him on Sunday afternoons on television, because he's really the voice of playoff baseball to me.
Yeah, he really is. And, clearly he's got his detractors and they're vocal, but they're clearly not most people, because the guy, you look at his contract, look what he's being paid. He's being paid that because people watch him. and people watch him because they enjoy the good work he does. And he is an entertainer. Joe Buck is. I find his, you know, he describes the game great, but he's also highly entertaining. He's funny and great interaction he has with his buddy there, Troy Aikman, in the booth. So
who's like half the size he was when he played football.
Hmm.
Both Buck and Aikman, when you look at them now, they look like two chopsticks. They both weigh about 100 pounds.
Romo's the same way.
Right?
He looks super skinny, too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like these guys play football, and they get bulked up, and then they just quit eating. I'd like to get that recipe.
I'd like
how do you do that?
Yeah,
I'd like to quit eating, too.
No kidding.
So, listen, not a big fan of Nebraska, but the one thing I'll say about it is it's better than Iowa. So what's up with Nebraska?
Well, so one of the things that I was just scrolling through Twitter this afternoon. And so, you know, there's some elections obviously going on here in less, you know, 1 month from today. And the Nebraska 2nd Congressional District, you know, had a special election over the summer. The Republican beat the Democrat, Brooks, in that election. But one of the things that I thought that was interesting just came out today is that Nebraska's first lady, you know, the first lady of Nebraska Ricketts is a Republican. She has actually endorsed and done a commercial for the Democrat in the race when her husband has endorsed the Republican.
What?
So I just thought it was interesting, and it was a full 2-minute video. You know, it's not just a 30-second commercial about how great she is and all this stuff. It's still probably most likely a Republican win. It's not really a swing district anymore with the new district as it's drawn. But I just thought it was interesting to see, you know, bedfellows. You know, we haven't had, you know, the Conways and the White House. I don't really see, you know, spouses breaking for the other party. So my question for you guys have been in the political business a long time. What's the strangest bedfellows for an endorsement you've ever seen?
Huh.
Oh, that's a great question.
I would have to think about that for a moment. Well, I, in retrospect, it didn't seem that way at the time, but I think the Jack Danforth endorsement of Josh Hawley was pretty interesting. And Hawley, you know, was running as a new styled conservative, precisely the kind of candidate that Jack Danforth has not liked. So that I find that those to be strange bedfellows.
Yeah, I don't know. That is an excellent question, and I bet sometime about 5 minutes after we get off the air, I'll come up with a brilliant answer. But I don't have one right now.
Yeah.
Well, I could go to, you know, you guys talked about Angela Lansbury.
Yeah.
Passing. Well, one thing I found that interesting, and I know that you guys have already talked about it. I don't know if you talked about this, but one of the things that she was famous for was to hire older actors. And one of the things that she used to do when she did 13 Years of Murder, she would hire older union actors in order for them to get the time so they could qualify for their insurance and their pension.
Oh.
Whether it was to do, you know, background work or anything like that, she was known to purposely hire them for 13 years on that show to make sure that they could get their insurance and get their pension.
That's awesome.
And get their, you know, their union points and stuff like that. So I thought that was a really interesting anecdote besides, you know, her obviously amazing legacy on television.
That is fascinating.
That is some solid points.
It seems like it must have just been a delightful woman, you know, and a life well lived. 96 years is, you know, she was probably ready. And,
totally.
Life well lived.
Yeah, 5 days until her birthday. I remember my mom watching Murder, She Wrote like a religion. I mean, the reruns all the time.
Highly rated show. Highly rated show.
Yeah. One of the best I've ever seen.
Now, think about this segment. We started talking about new life coming into the world.
Yeah.
And we ended it with somebody dying. The circle of life, brother.
The circle of life, right? Straight out of, what was that, The Lion King.
Yeah.
Braxton Payne, thank you so much for what's trending. As always, a spectacular job.
Thanks, y'all.
All right, we're going to wrap up this Cardinal season when we come back, and it ended disappointingly, but we'll remember some of the tulips along the path. Next.
Well, it didn't end the way that we all had hoped. In fact, it was heartbreaking the way that it came apart there on Friday.
Reminded me of my political career.
Yeah, never really even got started.
Right.
And then Saturday, for me, it felt inevitable. We did make a run at it. But if you really truly look back at this year, it was a special time. I remember I was in Florida the day that they signed Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
And he walked onto the field down there in Jupiter.
Yeah.
And that was a special moment, and little did we know what the ride we were about to take.
Yeah, and in fact, most of us thought that, you know, it was a quaint, kind of fun thing for the fans to bring Albert back. Didn't think you'd see much production out of him. Maybe some off-the-bench moments against left-handed relievers. Maybe hit a few home runs. I don't think most of us didn't expect him to get to 700, let alone 703, where he ended up. And after April and May, nothing that happened during that time led us to believe anything other than what we thought when we signed him. It just wasn't going to work that well. He was hitting a buck 50 or something.
But it was still fun and nostalgic even then.
Yeah,
and then the announcement came that he would participate in the Home Run Derby.
At the All-Star Game.
And something magical happened.
Well, he won his first round, and darn near won the semifinal round. And after somewhere along there, he found his stroke. And, man, once he found his stroke, he became, for the back half of that season, one of the best hitters, not on the Cardinals, one of the best hitters in all of baseball for the second half. Truly remarkable for a 42-year-old to do the things he did. And leading up as he's hitting home runs, 690, which was a grand slam, 690, 1, 2, 3, and they're ticking all away. While that drama was going on, Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright, until he turned 41, was a very good pitcher for this Cardinal team this year. He looked to be in his former form as well, and they were trying to break a record set by Mickey Lolich and Bill Freehan, who had started 324 games as a pitcher and catcher. That's a record that I don't think will ever be broken again because of the way baseball teams travel. Players move. The careers don't last that long, certainly not with one team. And the catching position is so difficult. It takes such a physical toll on your body. But there we were in September of this year, last month, and for the 325th time, Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina strolled in from that bullpen, and Adam got on the mound, and as soon as he fired the first pitch, that record was set.
We're all set for the historic moment right here with the fans standing at Busch Stadium. Pitch one is taken for a strike. Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina have the record of 325 starts as a regular season major league battery, passing Mickey Lolich and Bill Freehan from 1963 through 1975 with the Detroit Tigers.
You know, that was something. I was at that game. And I can't remember who that first batter was, Matt.
Kristen Yelich.
Yes, it was Yelich of the Brewers. He took the pitch on purpose.
Totally.
And what a class move. Now, of course, he didn't hit squat all year. So, yeah, but that was a classy move to take that first pitch.
There was no doubt about it. And then, as we discussed, we had the All-Star break. And Albert seemed to catch his stride, John Hancock. And it started to climb up that board, and then we made our way to the West Coast.
Yeah, Dodger Stadium, of all places, where Albert finished his career. You remember the Angels released Albert Pujols last season, and he was kind of available for anybody. And the Dodgers, who were a very good ball club, brought him in really to be kind of a mentor for some of their younger hitters and so forth. He had a pretty good second half with the Dodgers last year, not as good as the one he had with us this year. But he mentioned when he made his remarks to the fans there in L.A. that that team really kind of restored his love of the game, re-energized him, and how fitting it was to be in Los Angeles. He hit home run number 699 in the second inning of that game. And in the third inning of that game, Albert strode to the plate again.
Pujols with the widespread stance, arms out over the plate. Bickford from the stretch. The 1-1 pitch. A swing, and there it goes! Left field, way back! That's home run number 700! Pujols hits a three-run homer, and he hit 699 and 700 at Dodger Stadium on September 23rd, 2022. 8:23 p.m. Pacific time.
Really remarkable to have witnessed that, and and to have accomplished it. You know, it's one of the great records. Only four people have hit 700 home runs in the history of the game.
But he wasn't done there. He still had a couple weeks left in the season, and he put up a couple more tallies.
He did. Remember, we were talking on the set with Andy Banker
right.
one night, or one day after the show, and he said his mom... Per day, and this was so we were somewhere around 694 in there with Albert, and he said his mom predicted he was going to hit 703,
and how right she
was. And here is the final home run in the great career of the great Albert Pujols.
Pujols swings and he drives this one left field down the line, and it's a gunner. A gunner for Albert Pujols, and home run 703, 2-0 Cardinals.
Yep, the likes of which we will never see again in this town or in this league, I don't think.
I think you're right about that. And then we all know what happened on this past Friday and Saturday. So now we'll watch the remaining teams play it out, and we start to think about next season. And next season's going to look quite different. There's going to be no Yadier Molina. There'll be no Albert Pujols. There's still a question as to whether or not Adam Wainwright will come back. Our third baseman, Nolan Arenado, has indicated that he maybe would like to renegotiate his contract.
Yeah,
he potentially could go. And the hopeful NL MVP, Paul Goldschmidt, will be back at first base.
He will.
Do you think Nolan Arenado comes back next year?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
And I'll tell you who I don't think comes back next year is Tyler O'Neill.
Really?
The oft-injured this year, Tyler O'Neill. And, you know, he had such a breakout season in 21. I mean, I think he finished fifth or sixth in the MVP voting in all of baseball that year. And or in the National League. And he had, what, he hit 30 home runs a year ago? And he was won a couple of gold gloves. I just don't know that the Cardinals are going to bring him back.
Is he too big? You know, he's really built.
He
and seems to do a lot of working out.
He does. I don't know. I mean, sometimes injuries just happen and they're just the coincidence, and you know, and they seem to be set some players more than others for whatever reason. I don't know what that is, but I'd be a little surprised if he's back. And I think our outfield next year, you know, the Cardinals had their outfield established this year, really. For the first time in years, you think about the Marcell Ozunas and Dexter Fowlers and Jason Haywards that we've gone through, and the Cardinals really haven't had a set outfield for a decade. And it looked like Tyler O'Neill, Harrison Bader, and Dylan Carlson were going to be the Cardinal outfield, you know, for the foreseeable future. And now I think all of that's up. And of course, Bader's gone. And
he's playing tonight.
He hit a home run tonight. Carlson, you know, had a disappointing season, I think we can say. I still think that Dylan Carlson's going to be a very good big league player. I don't know that he's going to be a great big league player, but I think he'll be a very good one. But I wouldn't be surprised if Tyler O'Neill is gone. The Cardinals have this Jordan Walker at AAA who's, you know, one of these days, he's supposed to be like the full package of everything.
Right.
Speed, power, defense, all of it. And I don't know. We might see him in the big leagues.
For what, almost 20 years now, we haven't had to worry about the commander of the team. That would be the catcher behind the plate. Is Kinziger, is he a full-time catcher, or are we going to have to go into the open market?
Andrew Kisner, I would be surprised if he gets the job. Wilson Contreras is a free agent, the Cubs catcher. He's a good one. He's not as good defensively, but he would certainly be an improvement on the offense over Kisner or Yachty, for that matter, at this stage. So that would be an intriguing possibility. Cardinals are still very high on Yvonne Herrera, the catcher at AAA, but he was up this year for a little bit. It looks to me like he's still got a long ways to go to get ready for the big league. So I think the catcher's a position. Definitely we need to upgrade at shortstop. Paul DeJong, I don't know what we could get for him, but I would suspect the Cardinals will try and deal Paul DeJong over the offseason. So there'll be some big changes on this club. And one guy on this team that I think...
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world. Points of interest along the trail. And offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Well, it didn't end the way that we all had hoped. In fact, it was heartbreaking the way that it came apart there on Friday.
Reminded me of my political career.
Yeah, never really even got started. And then Saturday, for me, it felt inevitable. We did make a run at it. But if you really, truly look back at this year, it was a special time. I remember I was in Florida the day that they signed Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
And he walked onto the field down there in Jupiter.
Yeah.
And that was a special moment, and little did we know what the ride we were about to take.
Yeah, and in fact, most of us thought that, it was a quaint, kind of fun thing for the fans to bring Albert back. Didn't think you'd see much production out of him. Maybe some off-the-bench moments against left-handed relievers. Maybe hit a few home runs. I don't think most of us didn't expect him to get to 700, let alone 703, where he ended up. And after April and May, nothing that happened during that time led us to believe anything other than what we thought when we signed him. It just wasn't going to work that well. He was hitting a buck 50 or something.
But it was still fun and nostalgic even then.
Yeah,
and then the announcement came that he would participate in the Home Run Derby.
At the All-Star Game.
And something magical happened.
Well, he won his first round, and darn near won the semifinal round. And after somewhere along
swing.
There, he found his stroke. And, man, once he found his stroke, he became, for the back half of that season, one of the best hitters, not on the Cardinals, one of the best hitters in all of baseball for the second half. Truly remarkable for a 42-year-old to do the things he did. And leading up as he's hitting home runs, 690, which was a grand slam, 690, 1, 2, 3, and they're ticking all away. While that drama was going on, Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright, until he turned 41, was a very good pitcher for this Cardinal team this year. He looked to be in his former form as well, and they were trying to break a record set by Mickey Lolich and Bill Freehan, who had started 324 games as pitcher and catcher. That's a record that I don't think will ever be broken again because of the way baseball teams travel. Players move. The careers don't last that long, certainly not with one team. And the catching position is so difficult. It takes such a physical toll on your body. But there we were in September of this year, last month, and for the 325th time, Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina strolled in from that bullpen, and Adam got on the mound, and as soon as he fired the first pitch, that record was set.
We're all set for the historic moment right here with the fans standing at Busch Stadium. Pitch one is taken for a strike. Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina have the record of 325 starts as a regular season major league battery, passing Mickey Lolich and Bill Freehan from 1963 through 1975 with the Detroit Tigers.
You know, that was something. I was at that game, and I can't remember who that first batter was, Matt.
Kristen Yelich.
Yes, it was Yelich of the Brewers. He took the pitch on purpose, and what a class move. Now, of course, he didn't hit squat all year, so yeah. But that was a classy move to take that first pitch.
There was no doubt about it. And then, as we discussed, we had the All-Star break, and Albert seemed to catch his stride, John Hancock, and it started to climb up that board, and then we made our way to the West Coast.
Yeah, Dodger Stadium, of all places, where Albert finished his career. You remember the Angels released Albert Pujols last season, and he was kind of available for anybody. And the Dodgers, who were a very good ball club, brought him in really to be kind of a mentor for some of their younger hitters and so forth. He had a pretty good second half with the Dodgers last year, not as good as the one he had with us this year. But he mentioned when he made his remarks to the fans there in L.A. that that team really kind of restored his love of the game, re-energized him, and how fitting it was to be in Los Angeles. He hit home run number 699 in the second inning of that game. And in the third inning of that game, Albert strode to the plate again.
Pujols with the widespread stance, arms out over the plate. Bickford from the stretch. The 1-1 pitch. A swing, and there it goes! Left field, way back! That's home run number 700! Pujols hits a three-run homer, and he hit 699 and 700 at Dodger Stadium on September 23rd, 2022. 8:23 p.m. Pacific time.
Really remarkable to have witnessed that and to have accomplished it. You know, it's one of the great records. Only four people have hit 700 home runs in the history of the game.
But he wasn't done there. He still had a couple weeks left in the season, and he put up a couple more tallies.
He did. Remember, we were talking on the set with Andy Banker
right.
One day after the show, and he said his mom, per day, and this was, so we were somewhere around 694 in there with Albert, and he said his mom predicted he was going to hit 703.
And how right she was.
And how right she was. And here is the final home run in the great career of the great Albert Pujols.
Pujols swings, and he drives this one left field, down the line, and it's a gunner! A gunner for Albert Pujols, and home run 703. 2-0 Cardinals.
Yep, the likes of which we will never see again in this town or in this league, I don't think.
I think you're right about that. And then we all know what happened on this past Friday and Saturday. So now we'll watch the remaining teams play it out, and we start to think about next season. And next season's going to look quite different. There's going to be no Yadier Molina. There'll be no Albert Pujols. There's still a question as to whether or not Adam Wainwright will come back. Our third baseman, Nolan Arenado, has indicated that he maybe would like to renegotiate his contract.
Yeah,
he potentially could go. And the hopeful NL MVP, Paul Goldschmidt, will be back at first base.
He will.
Do you think Nolan Arenado comes back next year?
I do. And I'll tell you who I don't think comes back next year is Tyler O'Neill.
Really?
The oft-injured this year, Tyler O'Neill. And, you know, he had such a breakout season in 21. I mean, I think he finished fifth or sixth in the MVP voting in all baseball that year, and or in the National League. And he had, 30 home runs a year ago. And he was won a couple of gold gloves. I just don't know that the Cardinals are going to bring him back.
Is he too big? You know, he's really built.
He
and
is.
Seems to do a lot of working out.
He does. I don't know. I mean, sometimes injuries just happen and they're just the coincidence, and you know, and they seem to beset some players more than others for whatever reason. I don't know what that is, but I'd be a little surprised if he's back. And I think our outfield next year, You know, the Cardinals had their outfield established this year, really, for the first time in years. You think about the Marcell Ozunas and Dexter Fowlers and Jason Haywards that we've gone through, and the Cardinals really haven't had a set outfield for a decade. And it looked like Tyler O'Neill, Harrison Bader, and Dylan Carlson were going to be the Cardinal outfield, you know, for the foreseeable future. And now I think all of that's up. And of course, Bader's gone. And
he's playing tonight.
He hit a home run tonight. Carlson, had a disappointing season, I think we can say. I still think that Dylan Carlson's going to be a very good big league player. I don't know that he's going to be a great big league player, but I think he'll be a very good one. But I wouldn't be surprised if Tyler O'Neill is gone. The Cardinals have this Jordan Walker at AAA who's, you know, one of these days, he's supposed to be like the full package of everything.
Right.
Speed, power, defense, all of it. And I don't know. We might see him in the big leagues.
For what? Almost 20 years now, we haven't had to worry about the commander of the team. That would be the catcher behind the plate. Is Kinziger a full-time catcher, or are we going to have to go into the open market?
Andrew Kisner, I would be surprised if he gets the job. Wilson Contreras is a free agent, the Cubs catcher. He's a good one. He's not as good defensively, but he would certainly be an improvement on the offense over Kisner or Yachty, for that matter, at this stage. So that would be an intriguing possibility. The Cardinals are still very high on Yvonne Herrera, the catcher at AAA, but he was up this year for a little bit. It looks to me like he's still got a long ways to go to get ready for the big league. So I think the catcher's a position. Definitely we need to upgrade at shortstop. Paul DeJong, I don't know what we could get for him, but I would suspect the Cardinals will try and deal Paul DeJong over the offseason. So there'll be some big changes on this club. And one guy on this team that I think doesn't get the attention and recognition he deserves is Tommy Edman.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was he was one of the league leaders in WAR, which is one of these new...
The sabermetric that matters.
Yeah, right. And so, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
And it's going to be a new season next year. And, of course, the shift will be banned next year. We'll be on the shot clock or whatever they call it, the pitch clock, which I actually think is a good thing.
That will help.
Did they keep the three... batter deal for
I think so.
That's
yeah.
terrible. And
yeah.
the ghost runner, which is not baseball.
I agree.
But actually, it was kind of entertaining. And you didn't have games that were going until 2 o'clock in the morning.
See, and that never bothered me.
Well, of course not, because you're weird.
I love baseball.
Yeah, I know. But we're not normal. We people in St. Louis, we're not normal when it comes to baseball. The rest of the country thinks it goes too slow.
Well, there you have it. That's Michael Kelly. I'm John Hancock. We've got one more short segment with all of you, and that's coming your way right after this on KMOX.
I was a early adopter of cutting the cord. Do you know what that means?
When the baby's born, you've got the biblical cord there.
No, different cord. No. This would be the, because I have no babies, thank you.
Excellent point.
Would be the cable cord to the television.
The cable cord, yeah.
So I cut the cord, and kind of got talked into it by some guys who were helping me out when I was moving to places. And they told me, hey, you're going to love this. Your life's going to be simpler. You're going to be able to only get the stations that you want to watch. And I think you and I are probably similar.
Yeah.
My lifestyle, I want to watch news and sport.
Yeah.
Outside of that, they can keep the home and garden.
You're not a binge-watching kind of guy.
Yeah. I haven't gotten into any of the binge stuff. I the History and the Discovery Channel are okay occasionally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Agreed.
But other than that, I'm typically watching sport or news. And this cord cutting was a lot of fun for a while. I had DirecTV Now.
Oh, you had the DirecTV, yeah.
So it came through my internet,
uh-huh.
And I was able to hop around.
That's what they call a streaming service.
Yeah, the streaming mm-hmm. service.
You didn't get the Haiku thing?
No, I have Apple TV, which is it's a competitor to Roku.
Yeah,
uh-huh. It's a device that does it. Apple produces it. So, but now, I don't need to tell the listeners of KMOX that what's going on. They've done it with baseball now. They've moved one baseball game a week now to Apple TV.
Yeah.
With the NFL, they've moved one football game every Thursday night to Prime Video, which you have to be a Prime member to be in. And I don't think this is going to stop. And
clearly it's not.
Here's my problem. Everybody sold me on cutting the cord to make my life easier.
But now you got to subscribe to all these services.
Now, not only do you have to subscribe, John, it's not easy to hop back and forth.
Right.
So on a Thursday night, you know how it is with a football game.
Yeah.
There's 18 minutes worth of commercials between a change of possession. So you want to flip around and maybe check out the news. Now you've got to go out of the app, which is Prime.
Yep.
Now you're back to DirecTV, and then you're watching that for a second. Then you want to flip back over to the football game. There's no more hopping around. Life is no longer easy.
Yeah, channel
and none
hopping.
Of them are, yeah, they're not integrated together.
It's one of the great things in life.
Not to mention the Apple TV baseball fiasco that's going on. And I love Apple TV. I find it easy to navigate. But the problem is that obviously they know I'm in St. Louis.
Yeah.
But they show you every other live game they have that you can watch before you can get to the one that you want to watch, which is St. Louis.
Right.
So,
We had the 700, $6.99 and 700 by Albert were on one of these Apple TV games. So we didn't even have
our Danny Mac making the call, et cetera. And it's just, I don't know. And my biggest complaint is not only are we kind of getting hosed, and maybe that's somewhere we can go here in a second, but we're getting hosed because we don't get to hear our own local announcers. But now they've taken away your ability and the ease that sold you on getting rid of cable. But I also, since we're throwing out fits of grievance here,
yes.
I want to continue on another one.
Go right ahead.
During the playoffs,
yeah.
Why shouldn't the home team be able to watch
their
local announcers?
Yeah.
Now, I get it. The rest of the country should be forced to watch the national broadcast. And even from a local perspective, feed me the national commercials. I'm okay with that. But I've sat here for 100-plus games and watched my ball team with the same voice. And now I'm relegated to Alex Rodriguez, who wants to spend the entire game telling me about Yankee history.
Yeah.
And guess what? I don't care about Yankee history. I'm a Cardinal fan. We hate the Yankees.
We beat them 3 in a row.
Yeah.
But that's just the way, that's all contracts and money, and that's not going to get
undone. I remember
when I was younger, and I started hearing people talking about pay TV.
Yeah, when cable was first coming up.
Pay TV, and I'm thinking, no, nobody's going to pay. You got your TV right here, You can want to watch Channel 5, you get Channel 4's over here.
Yeah.
Two notches down the dial, you got Channel 2. And if you had the little round thing in the back of the television, you could even get Channel 30.
Right.
Who's going to pay for TV?
And you were the original remote controlling your family, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Your dad would say, John, get up there and turn it to Channel 3.
It was,
Channel 5.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we did finally get one of those big clunky remote controls with our Zenith. And that was really living it up. And then, and then
the cable box came.
No, the VCR.
Ah.
Unbelievable, this thing. The JBS VCR shows up. I couldn't believe my parents, we weren't poor, but we didn't have much.
Right.
And they sprung for a VCR.
Wow.
Which means I could tape my shows, on channels 2, 4, 5, 11,
Days
9.
Days of Our Lives, pal.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you taping Days?
Yeah, I did a little General Hospital.
Yeah.
Keeping up with seeing what's going on.
Luke and Laura.
Yeah, yeah. And then we got the cable.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the channels you could get, Michael.
57 channels.
You had MTV on there.
Yeah.
You could watch the videos.
Uh-huh.
But we were paying for it.
Well, and you paid for basic cable. That's what we had, was basic cable.
Yeah.
We didn't have any of the pay stations.
The HBO
If you were an enterprising young lad, you could go grab that remote control sometimes and turn it on the channel that was supposed to be HBO that you weren't paying for.
Yeah.
And if you waited long enough, the weird pattern would kind of slow down, and maybe you'd see stuff you weren't supposed to see.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, through the fuzz and fog.
Yeah,
on the screen.
You would be like, "Whoa, I think I just saw something there that I've been wanting to see my whole life."
Yeah. So, and this is the world is changing, and this is where it's going now. And
but it's supposed to be easier, and it's not easier.
No,
it's more complicated.
Easier. But they'll figure that out.
Yeah, but we're also in a society where we're supposed to be able to get what we want. So, look, during the Monday Night Football game now, you can watch it in Spanish. You can watch it with Joe Buck, or you can turn it on and watch Eli and Peyton, or you can go to another cast where they've got a couple of folks sitting around. why can't I watch my own local commentators?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
And another thing, we ought to take this grievance up to Roger Goodell. Hey, how about that job, huh? Roger Goodell, what's he get, about $100 million
a year?
Oh,
yeah, it's a cush job.
Yeah. But, I mean, he can't ever do anything right.
No, it's an evil league. I mean, look what they did to this city. Yeah. You know, it's just a money-grubbing.
But league. I love their product, and I'm guilty of watching
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's nothing, like Matt Pauly was saying at the end of his segment there's nothing like those 3 hours when you're watching your
do
team.
Do you get the NFL, what's it called?
No, Red Zone?
Yes.
I don't get it because because DirecTV doesn't have the deal with it, so I can't get it.
It has changed the way I watch football now.
Yeah, it's the only way to watch it.
And, well, it's a little bit jarring because you got to keep up with all the games, but there are no commercials.
Right.
You don't miss a single meaningful play in any game that's happening then.
Right.
And do you have that, PJ? Oh, man. Guys, I didn't think I'd like it because I like awesome. To watch a game.
It's worth the $100. It's worth the $100.
It is.
And that's nothing to sneeze at.
And then
at.
You get to the end of the day on Sunday.
Is my favorite part.
Every touchdown. How many touchdowns were scored? You don't know because you don't
know. I don't know. I didn't get to watch it.
56 touchdowns were scored last Sunday.
But it is so awesome. It's my favorite part of the Red Zone. And then by that time, you get to flip over to NBC and see the late night game and go to sleep.
There you have it. Yeah, it's a pretty great deal. Yeah. Pretty great deal.
Yeah, NFL Red Zone. But, you know, on my channel right now, it's supposed to be easier. I can't even get the NFL channel. Now I get Major League Baseball. I get tennis. I get golf. I get, you know, every other sport out there, but not the NFL. They've got a problem.
You should write your congressman.
Yeah.
Who's your congressman?
That'd be Cory Bush. Oh, I can promise you she won't be taking my call.
Never mind.
So, John Hancock, it's been a delight to be with you.
I
will be here again on Friday.
We will.
We'll come in here at 8:30. We'll take you all the way up till the show. We'll join them for a little while.
We will.
Sunday mornings, you can catch us on Channel 2 at 8:30 in the morning. Andy Banker sits between us. And, brother, we're less than 30 days away from an election. We're going to be right here on election night.
We will.
Giving you all the election totals of who won and who lost. Right here on KMOX.
And there will be surprises. That's the one. The great thing about election night is that there's always at least one, sometimes more than one, surprise. Wow, that happened. Yeah. You know, and seeing it in real time and enjoying that time with you is a highlight for me.
Well, we are grateful you've spent some time with us. Thank you, Matt Pajeski, who's been behind the board.
Thank you
to Sean Michael Lyle, who visits with us all the time. You folks have a very good evening.
I'm off to walk the dog, and can't wait for that lovely experience. And what we got coming up next? It's the Best of Glover. The Best of Glover is coming your way on The Voice of St. Louis. Michael, are you in a hurry to get out of here or something?
Well, I thought we were going to let the music play us out.
Well, but why waste the valuable airtime that we've been allotted here? On The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. See you down the road.
I was a early adopter of cutting the cord. Do you know what that means?
When the baby's born, you've got the cord there?
No, different cord. No. This would be the, because I have no babies, thank you.
Excellent point.
Would be the cable cord to the television.
The cable cord, yeah.
So I cut the cord and kind of got talked into it by some guys who were helping me out when I was moving places. And they told me, hey, you're going to love this. Your life's going to be simpler. You're going to be able to only get the stations that you want to watch. And I think you and I are probably similar.
Yeah.
My lifestyle, I want to watch news and sport.
Yeah.
Outside of that, they can keep the home and garden.
You're not a binge-watching kind of guy.
Yeah. I haven't gotten into any of the binge stuff. You know, the History and the Discovery Channel are okay occasionally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Agreed.
But other than that, I'm typically watching sport or news. And this cord cutting was a lot of fun for a while. I had DirecTV Now.
Oh, you had the DirecTV, yeah.
So it came through my internet, and I was able to hop around.
That's what they call a streaming service.
Yeah, the streaming service.
You didn't get the Haiku thing?
No, I have Apple TV, which is it's a competitor to Roku.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's a device that does it. Apple produces it. So, but now, I don't need to tell the listeners of KMOX what's going on. They've done it with baseball now. They've moved one baseball game a week now to Apple TV.
Yeah.
With the NFL, they've moved one football game every Thursday night to Prime Video, which you have to be a Prime member to be in. And I don't think this is going to stop. And here's here's my problem. Everybody sold me on cutting the cord to make my life easier.
But now you got to subscribe to all these services.
Now, not only do you have to subscribe, John, it's not easy to hop back and forth.
Right.
So on a Thursday night, you know how it is with a football game.
Yeah.
There's 18 minutes worth of commercials between a change of possession. So you want to flip around and maybe check out the news. Now you've got to go out of the app, which is Prime.
Yep.
Now you're back to DirecTV, and then you're watching that for a second. Then you want to flip back over to the football game. There's no more hopping around. Life is no longer easy.
Yeah, channel
hopping.
None
of them are, they're not integrated together.
It's one of the great things in life.
Not to mention the Apple TV baseball fiasco that's going on. And I love Apple TV. I find it easy to navigate. But the problem is that obviously they know I'm in St. Louis.
Yeah.
But they show you every other live game they have that you can watch before you can get to the one that you want to watch, which is St. Louis.
Right.
So,
We had the 700, $6.99 and 700 by Albert were on one of these Apple TV games. So we didn't even have
Danny Mac making the call, et cetera. And it's just, I don't know. And my biggest complaint is not only are we kind of getting hosed, and maybe that's somewhere we can go here in a second, but we're getting hosed because we don't get to hear our own local announcers. But now they've taken away your ability and the ease that sold you on getting rid of cable. But I also, since we're throwing out fits of grievance here,
yes,
I want to continue on another one.
Go right ahead.
During the playoffs, why shouldn't the home team be able to watch
their
local announcers?
Yeah.
Now, I get it. The rest of the country should be forced to watch the national broadcast. And even from a local perspective, feed me the national commercials. I'm okay with that. But I've sat here for 100-plus games and watched my ball team with the same voice. And now I'm relegated to Alex Rodriguez, who wants to spend the entire game telling me about Yankee history.
Yeah.
And guess what? I don't care about Yankee history. I'm a Cardinal fan. We hate the Yankees.
We beat them 3 in a row. But that's just the way. That's all contracts and money, and that's not going to get
done. I remember
when I was younger, and I started hearing people talking about pay TV.
Yeah, when cable was first coming up.
Pay TV, and I'm thinking, no, nobody's going to pay for. I mean, you got your TV right here. You know, you can want to watch Channel 5. You get Channel 4's over here.
Yeah.
Two notches down the dial, you got Channel 2. And if you had the little round thing in the back of the television, you could even get Channel 30.
Right.
I mean, who's going to pay for TV?
And you were the original remote controlling your family, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Your dad would say, John, get up there and turn it to Channel 3.
It was,
Channel 5.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we did finally get one of those big clunky remote controls with our Zenith. And that was really living it up. And then, and then
the cable box came.
No, the VCR.
Ah.
Unbelievable, this thing. The JBS VCR shows up. I couldn't believe my parents, we weren't poor, but we didn't have much.
Right.
And they sprung for a VCR.
Wow.
Which means I could tape my shows, on channels 2, 4, 5, 11,
Days
9.
Days of Our Lives, pal.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you taping Days?
Yeah, I did a little General Hospital. Keeping up with seeing what's going on.
Luke and Laura.
Yeah, yeah. And then we got the cable.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the channels you could get, Michael.
57 channels.
You had MTV on there.
Yeah.
You could watch the videos.
Uh-huh.
But we were paying for it.
Well, and you paid for basic cable. That's what we had, was basic cable.
Yeah.
We didn't have any of the pay stations.
The HBO
If you were an enterprising young lad, you could go grab that remote control sometimes and turn it on the channel that was supposed to be HBO that you weren't paying for.
Yeah.
And if you waited long enough, the weird pattern would kind of slow down, and maybe you'd see stuff you weren't supposed to
see. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, through the fuzz and fog.
Yeah,
on the screen.
You would be like, "Whoa, I think I just saw something there that I've been wanting to see my whole life."
Yeah. So, and this is the world is changing, and this is where it's going now. And
but it's supposed to be easier, and it's not easier.
No,
it's more complicated.
Easier. But they'll figure that out.
Yeah, but we're also in a society where we're supposed to be able to get what we want. So, I mean. Look, during the Monday Night Football game now, you can watch it in Spanish. You can watch it with Joe Buck, or you can turn it on and watch Eli and Peyton, or you can go to another cast where they've got a couple of folks sitting around. Why can't I watch my own local commentators?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And another thing, we ought to take this grievance. Yeah, get off my lawn. We ought to take this grievance up to Roger Goodell. Hey, how about that job, huh? Roger Goodell, what's he get, about $100 million
a year? Oh, yeah, it's a cush job.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But, I mean, he can't ever do anything right.
No. It's an evil league. I mean, look what they did to this city. Yeah. You know, it's just a money-grubbing
But league. I love their product, and I'm guilty of watching it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing, like Matt Pauly was saying at the end of his segment there, there's nothing like those 3 hours when you're watching your
team. Do you get the NFL, what's it called?
No, Red Zone?
Yes.
I don't get it because because of DirecTV doesn't have the deal with it, so I can't get it.
It has changed the way I watch football now.
Yeah, it's the only way to watch it.
And, well, it's a little bit jarring because you got to keep up with all the games, but there are no commercials.
Right.
You don't miss a single meaningful play in any game that's happening then.
Right.
And do you have that, PJ? Oh, man. Guys, I didn't think I'd like it because I like
awesome.
To watch a game.
It's worth $100. It's worth $100.
It is.
And that's not it's nothing to sneeze at.
And then
at.
You get to the end of the day on Sunday.
Is my favorite part.
Every touchdown. How many touchdowns were scored? You don't know because you don't
I don't know.
It.
I didn't get to watch
56
it.
56 touchdowns were scored last Sunday.
But it is so awesome. It's my favorite part of the Red Zone. And then by that time, you get to flip over to NBC and see the late night game and go to sleep.
There you have it. Yeah, it's a pretty great deal.
Yeah.
Pretty great deal.
Yeah, NFL Red Zone. But, you know, on my channel right now, it's supposed to be easier. I can't even get the NFL channel. Now I get Major League Baseball, I get tennis, I get golf, I get, you know, every other sport out there, but not the NFL. They've got a problem.
You should write your congressman.
Yeah.
Who's your congressman?
That'd be Cory Bush.
Oh,
I can promise you she won't be taking my call.
Never mind.
So, John Hancock, it's been a delight to be with you.
I
will be here again on Friday.
We will.
We'll come in here at 8:30. We'll take you all the way up till the show. We'll join them for a little while.
We will.
Sunday mornings, you can catch us on Channel 2 at 8:30 in the morning. Andy Banker sits between us. And, brother, we're less than 30 days away from an election. We're going to be right here on election night.
We will.
Giving you all the election totals of who won and who lost. Right here on KMOX.
And there will be surprises. That's the one. The great thing about election night is that there's always at least one, sometimes more than one, surprise. Wow, that happened.
Yeah.
You know, and seeing it in real time and enjoying that time with you is a highlight for me.
Well, we are grateful you've spent some time with us. Thank you, Matt Pajeski, who's been behind the board.
Thank you
to Sean Michael Lyle, who visits with us all the time. You folks have a very good evening.
I'm off to walk the dog, and can't wait for that lovely experience. And what we got coming up next? It's the Best of Glover. The Best of Glover is coming your way on The Voice of St. Louis. Michael, are you in a hurry to get out of here or something?
Well, I thought we were going to let the music play us out.
Well, but why waste the valuable airtime that we've been allotted here? On The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. See you down the road.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.